It's 7
Love
o'clock.
Love Talk Radio.
I bless all of you on the prayer line. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. And, oh, my God, known as the Billion Praise Convention Line, globally centered around praying for the needs of the people and sending up billions of praises. Folks, at our convention, we sent up at least over 5 billion praises. I want to prove it to you. We've got people on the blog from everywhere via live stream at the convention, Facebook and Twitter and social media. We challenged scores of people, first of all, to win at least one lost soul to Christ and then to thank God 1,000 times via the blog, amen, and other mediums. We just had people to thank God 1,000 times. And we had over a million people around the world thanking God 1,000 times. Let me tell you, a million times thanking God 1,000 times. A million people doing that is a billion praises. I mean, it's been incredible. We had the Billion Praise Revival. We're over. We were blessed via live stream and Twitter and other media to send up over 2 billion praises. And now the Lord has moved the vision even further. Amen. Via these medias. Every night, with 40 million on one blog and 50 million on the other, we're able to give God across the world at least a billion praises a night now. Isn't it amazing what God can do and how God is doing things? Study your history. We're in the midst of a new awakening. There have been awakenings throughout history. Jonathan Edwards had what we call the Great Awakening in the 1740s, and now in 2014, why is it impossible to have another awakening just because there's been one in history? The Lord's blessings upon us, and He's blessing us to lead people around the world into the new awakening. And by awakening, I mean spiritual shift. There's a spiritual shift going on in the atmosphere, away from just asking God to thanking God everywhere. I'm challenging you in the Blog Nation, all around the world, in India and Africa, all in Indonesia, all in Russia, Afghanistan, everywhere. I want you to lead your nation into thanking God 1,000 times a day. Oh, my God. Who in your nation will lead? Is God using you to lead? He needs somebody. He wants to use you to lead your nation into thanking God 1,000 times a day. Where is that coming from? It's coming from right here, the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. Our goal is to get people all around the world now to start thanking God 1,000 times a day. I know the devil doesn't like it. I know the devil starts talking every time I start talking, trying to get people to say, oh, he's crazy. He lost his mind. How are you going to thank God 1,000 times? It is possible. We're thanking God 1,000 times a day ourselves. And it's possible to thank him 1,000 times in 15 minutes. Come on the blog line tonight and find out how we do it. Amen. People are joining in all over the world. They're talking about thanking God 1,000 times a day. Listen, I'm putting it out there because, see, you overcome by the words of your testimony. And you have to loose things on this earth, and they shall be loosed in heaven. I said they're talking about it all over the world, about how to thank God 1,000 times. Some others are saying, I'm thanking God 2,000. I'm thanking God 3,000. The devil doesn't want God to get all this praise. He tried to stop it in heaven when God was getting the praise up there, and he told everybody, listen, don't praise God, praise me. I'm the beautiful one. I'm the one that got the voice that can sing. But the devil is a liar. He convinced one-third of the heavenly host to follow him, and they got kicked out of heaven. And they came down here, and the Bible says over there in Revelation, the 12th chapter, woe be unto the habits and the inhabitants of the earth, because the enemy has come down here. He wants to stop the praise down here, just like he stopped it with one-third of the heavenly host up in heaven. But he's a liar. I got folks on this line. Who on this line will not let the devil stop your praise? Who on this line know that God deserves the praise? Who in this line know that you can praise your way to a miracle? You can praise your way to a miracle, to a miracle healing. You can praise your way to a miracle financial level. You can praise your way to a miracle in your home and in on your job or wherever you are. You can praise your way to a miracle. Who in this line will be the one to not let the enemy stop your praise? You got up this morning. You're up. Why don't you just give God the praise? I just want to say, good morning, Lord. We come to praise you. Anybody who's got a praise for him, open your mouth and let's start praising God this morning before we even go any further.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And celebrate. She gets me straight. Amen. Got the wisdom for me all the time. Thank God for her. And for all of our ambassadors, amen, and all of our assistants and ambassadors, thank God for all of you. Amen. We thank God for how God's blessing. Thank God for all of our bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends. God bless you, all of the assistants on the line, ambassadors on the line. Allow me just to generalize it this morning. We do praise God for you, and we do honor you as a lamb coming before shepherds and shepherdess. God bless all of you on this line this morning. It's a good day to give God some praise. You know, I had something I was going to talk with y'all about. Amen. Got so busy, I'm not going to get it this morning, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to read this to you. Hopefully this will encourage you. And David, when he had gone zigzag, had to really try to avoid those who were trying to conquer him and trying to kill him. David said this in 1 Samuel 30 and 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue after this troop?" They had come to attack David and his men. He said, "Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, the Lord answered him, "Pursue, go after them, for thou shalt surely." And then it says, "And without fail, recover all." In other words, you shall recover all. That's all I want to tell y'all this morning. Somebody got it, and you can preach that to yourself. I want you to go throughout the day and remember this as you go throughout the day, that the Lord sent this word on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line, said to tell you, that you shall, without fail, recover all. Everything that the cankerworm and the pommelworm and the locust has eaten up, it may seem like you've lost so much time because the enemy has tried his best to block your blessings and look like you've lost ground instead of gaining ground.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord sent the word to you this morning and says, without fail, you shall recover all. Man, talking to you. Woman, I'm talking to you. Don't you hear the Holy Ghost speaking to you, telling you that the enemy has blocked you and tried to hinder you long enough and stole your blessings long enough? Lord sent a word to you to tell you, without fail, you shall recover all.
Thank you.
All God wants is a praise.
Thank you.
You shall recover all.
Thank you.
Why don't you praise him and thank him? Like you
thank
know
you,
it.
Thank you,
thank you. A lime pit, a slime pit, and a lime pit with acid everywhere. Because in the belly of the whale, if you think you got acid in your stomach, what do you think a whale has in his stomach? Jonah was down there in a lime pit everywhere that could eat his whole body up. But God protected him while he was in the slime.
Amen.
If God can protect Jonah in slime, We all have been through a slime pit too. Are you in a slime pit right now?
Thank
you. And God protect you in a slime pit. God protected him even though he was out of the will of God. God even protected him trying to go to Tarshish rather than go to Nineveh. And then when he got out, God allowed that fish to get sick. He must have been singing. He must have known that the fish didn't like sweets.
All right.
Jonah started singing something like, "He's sweet, I know. God's clouds may rise, but storms and winds may blow. And storm wind and winds may blow. But out of the world, where I found the sweet.
Sweet,
I know. God let that fish spit him up on the shore. But what I'm trying to tell you is that even though he lost time, even though he was trying to go against the will of God, God protected him. And then not only did he protect him, but he allowed him to make a 3 days journey in one day. It's not going to take long. You're going to recover all. And it's not going to take a long time. What you think you lost, God's going to bless you. Recover all. You're going to make a 3 days journey. Anyone. I wish somebody would let that come out of your mouth. Say, I'm going to make a 3 days journey in one day.
I'm going to make a 3 days journey
one day. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory.
You got to let it come out of your mouth. Let it come out of your mouth. I'm going to make a 3 days journey in one day. I'm going to recover.
I'm going to make a 3 days journey one day. Thank you.
I'm
going to
make a 3 days journey one day.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Whatever you do.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm loosing that. I'm going to make a 3 day journey.
Thank you.
I'm going to recover all. Not only
yes,
that.
Lord.
Yeah.
Don't recover all, Jesus.
Yeah. You are. With the benefits, amen, around recovering all the other benefits that are for our receiving, amen. Getting benefits too. God bless you. We got to move today. Want to just get some praise reports. Some of y'all got some things that the Lord. Oh, I feel the anointing all on this line everywhere. Glory, 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 glory.
Oh.
Woman, be healed.
Thank you.
The anointing on the. And wherever the anointing is healing virtue.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God, I thank you. Thank
you, Jesus.
Take away lack, can heal
thank
your
you,
body. Touch your physical body and heal your soul. The anointing is on this line. I'm asking the Holy Ghost to take over. Take over everywhere, Lord. Take over. Any sin anywhere, forgive all sin of commission and omission. Yeah. And Holy Ghost have freedom on this line. Take over and bring miracles. Somebody believe that, but just say miracle.
Miracles.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glory.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Oh, my God. Dr. Diggs, you think you can get the praise reports this morning? If the Lord woke you up, everybody on this line, if he woke you up,
hallelujah,
you owe him a praise. Because let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. You owe him a praise. I want to release the line of you, Dr. Diggs, in just a moment. Let me get a station identification before we do that. I don't know if Pastor Stoddard is here. I'm still praying for him. Keep him in your prayers. He's going through something. Amen. Are you there, Pastor Stoddard? Amen. All right, Ambassador Hagen, please give us an identification, please. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all the ambassadors, to all of our assistants, to everyone who's listening from all around the world, as well as all of our other broadcasters. We just thank the Lord. I'm Ambassador Hagen, and we are broadcasting live from the studio. Our blog talk, 347-934-0207. This is how we can be reached, or we can be reached on the web, npa.com. And as you know, the blog talk radio is the world's largest social radio. Our
on the web, online talk radio is the largest, and right now our stats are up with our sister networks that are helping us, with the other hosts that are on board to help us in broadcasting this as well. We have over 40 million plus 50 million. Right now we have a little bit more than 90 million listeners all around the world. Isn't that amazing? And we thank God. We can be reached 347-934-0207. And we thank God to you, Dr. Johnson, who's doing an excellent job in broadcasting and getting this word around the world. God bless you. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. And thank God for using you, amen, in the vision through that visionary. Thank you so very much. If you got a praise report, you ought to want to tell it. You really ought to want to give God glory. I'm separating myself now from selfish people. I don't want to be around them, don't want to be bothered with them. Why? Because it's a selfish thing that when God blesses you, God comes to bless you, and he gives you blessings. And then you're so selfish, you want everything. You don't want to give him any glory for what he's done. You don't want to thank God for his goodness to you. A lot of things he's done for you, you don't even know he did it. You knew your name was on the list, and he took your name off the list. I'm sure you give him some praise. So don't be selfish. God bless you. You know, all the time on the prayer line, want this and want that, and you don't come to give him praise. Let me say this. Lord, can I say this or not? All right. I'm going to leave that alone. But let me just say to you, stop being so selfish. Just think about yourself, 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 yourself.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. When it's time to give him his praise, give it to him. Open up. You ought to be jumping in 4, 5, 10, 20, 50 people trying to jump in at the same time. Because all of y'all know God's been good to you.
Hallelujah.
Every time you even get on this line, he lets you have enough sense to get on the line. Don't you realize that's a testimony? Every time you take a breath, don't you realize that somebody didn't take a breath when you took one? And they're out of here, and you're in here. Don't you realize that every time you're able to move that finger, that God allowed your brain to function and somebody is not functioning. Somebody went crazy and you got your right mind.
Thank you.
What does it take to get you to see that you owe the Lord praise? You thanked him yesterday. He's done so many things for you since yesterday. Amen. I'm gonna open the line. I don't know if Dr. Diggs. Are you there, Dr. Diggs?
Good morning. Yes, sir. I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Get the praise reports if you would. Thank you.
Praise God this morning. I just thank God for waking me up this morning and just giving me a mind to thank him no matter what. I'm just thanking God for the unexpected. I'm thanking God for miracles, and I want everyone on the prayer line to just jump in and just thank God for what he's done and what he's going to do. Just thank God. So who will be the first to give God the praise?
Praise the Lord this morning. This is Evangelist Johnson in New York. How's everyone this morning? Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Good morning. Good morning.
And all of you this morning. I just want to thank God for the thank you, Jesus, praise. I was facing a bill, and we had prayed about it on the prayer line before about Con Edison, and the bill was $3,788. At one time I had mold in my bathroom, and it got so bad I had to burn the air conditioner for like 4 months. And the bill went up, and it got to the point where I couldn't pay it. Well, Dr. Johnson was on the blog line and on the prayer line, and he kept saying, just say 1,000, thank you, Jesus. So I was sitting in the chair, hallelujah, and I would just say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, thank you. And I would just thank God for paying the bill, and thank God for blessing me. And then I got a bill in the mail and I wouldn't open up the letter from Con Air for 4 days. And when I went to church Sunday, it was still in the mailbox. When I came home, I took it out and I put it on my table. And Monday morning after the prayer, I opened up the letter and it said, "Dear Miss Johnson, someone has paid on your bill. Some company or organization has paid on your bill and reduced the payment." And then they said, "Call and make arrangements for the balance." And I didn't do it because I know I had to wait until I get money to do it. So then I got a card from Con Edison on Monday, and I opened it up, and it said that because of the reduction of the bill, I have to pay them $10 a month. And I just want to thank God. Thank God. I thank you, Dr. Johnson, for including me, and I just thank you for those. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes I say it until I fall asleep while you're on the blog line. I'm just waking up, and then I said, thank you, Jesus, and I just said, thank you, thank you, thank you, and God has blessed me through just thanking him.
That's it. Oh, my God. Now, who was that now?
Evangelist Johnson in New York.
New York, amen. God's moving all over this world. Now, let me just say this to you. I got to jump in here for a moment. She hit the key. See, some of y'all have been thanking God. But I want you to get something that you need. What do you need? Get it. And I want you to thank him like it's already done. See, if you need your market on your church paid off, you're facing this and facing that, and the bank said this and bank said that. Just in your mind, think of what you want God to do for you, and just go get on your knees and say, "Lord, we don't have the money to do this and to get the mortgage done right, but I believe that you're gonna send it, and I'm gonna thank you in advance."
Thank you.
And call it out. See, some of y'all are missing it because you're just thanking the Lord, but you got to call out the blessing that you're thanking him for, like it's already done. I want to thank you because you paid that mortgage, and God, thank you because you gave us the money to take care of this or take care of that. And you thanking him just like it's already done. You're sick in your body, and you got cancer, and you get on your knees and say, "Lord, I just want to thank you for healing me of cancer." Might be all over your body, all in your bones, but just go to thanking him 1,000 times for healing you of cancer. Watch and see what God does. Oh, my God.
Yes,
get
Lord.
To thanking him 1,000 times in advance. See, you got to know that hits right in that area. If you have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you speak unto the mountain, and the mountain shall move into yonder place. You see, nothing shall be impossible to them that believe. That's